This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:13 in the evening and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And we're talking today about how COVID-19 has impacted travel, not so much about tourism numbers, and I think the fact that Visit Malaysia 2020 has been cancelled, because those are bigger issues. But I think on a smaller level, we've also been seeing lots of cancellations of business trips, of vacations having to go through, and that has a knock-on effect, not just of your flight, but also then of your hotel, just all these various things. So just asking you, I guess, how has that been for you? If you've been put in the position of having to cancel anything, whether you've successfully gotten a refund in light of what's going on, that number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, on the line is Nigel Wong, Honorary Secretary General of MATA. Nigel, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure. Nice to be on the show.
So the advice right now, right, is for people to stay at home. And so there have been attempts to, of course, cancel bookings for flights, accommodation. How can travellers navigate whether or not to cancel or reschedule, considering we don't know how long this will last? So I guess here I'm thinking about people who might have trips coming up in the next few months.
Well, to be very honest, Lynn, that is the million-dollar question. Nobody really knows how to answer. But I think in general, you know, what travellers can always consider is that, well, first and foremost, as you said early on in the show, people have been saying that this is unprecedented, and true enough, it is truly an unprecedented situation we're in. So the best thing we can do to advise travelers, and I've been a victim of this whole unprecedented situation myself, is to be patient and let things unfold. And in the meantime, the best thing to do is to actually plan about postponing or rescheduling your trip rather than go for cancellations.
Okay, so why is that? Because I think for some people, the impulse might just be to decide, okay, never mind, you know what, I don't know what's going to happen, so let's just cancel. Why would you recommend postponing or rescheduling instead?
Well, if you've looked at the news over the last couple of weeks, I mean, it initially started off very badly. Airlines, hotels, agencies, theme park operators, activity operators, nobody knew what to do. And everybody was just waiting to see what was going to happen next. But in the last couple of weeks, we've actually seen a lot of airlines. Now, this has become a global issue, not just local airlines like MES or Air Asia. We're even talking about airlines from other countries. They've all started to realize that this has become a very international problem. And almost every other airline, they're either canceling flights, grounding flights, rescheduling, or even cutting down the number of flights to different destinations. And most of the airlines have started to offer different terms to customers, whether it be refunds or whether it be an offer to postpone or defer. So if you take Malaysia Airlines, for example, recently, they've had a campaign going on saying you can change your flights as many times as you like without any penalty or without paying any charges. Earlier on, AirAsia also released an offer saying that for certain flights to certain destinations at certain periods, customers could get a refund. So again, it depends on the airlines that you're looking at. But in general, now the situation is that airlines are starting to put all these policies or offers in place. So it's a little bit different from when the outbreak first started, where people were unsure. Now there's a little bit more direction as far as airlines are concerned.
Mm. So let's say we do want to refund or reschedule, things like that. Where would you suggest we start to head to? So let's break it down, right? There's flights and, of course, there's accommodations. Who should be the first point of contact in both regards?
Okay. It depends on the nature of your travel, of course. If you've gone and booked directly with the airlines and the hotels, then obviously you're going to have to go back to the suppliers themselves because that's where your booking originated. If you're booking with the travel agent, however, then of course my advice would be to go back to the travel agent, because the role of the travel agent is to actually help you handle multiple segments of your trip and multiple suppliers, depending on how long or complex your trip is going to be. But generally, that would be my advice.
And let's talk about travel agents. I think, what role do they play here, and how are they making things easier for tourists or for travelers?
Okay, I'm so glad you asked this question, Lynn, because I've been dying to answer that. Okay, so you have to think of a travel agent as the guy or the girl who puts everything together for you based on all your different requirements. So to understand this better, let's put this in a bit of context. We have travelers who travel in groups, and we have also what we call FIT or free and independent travelers, right? That's probably much like you and me. Now, regardless of the mode of travel, when you go to a travel agent, for group travelers, for example, they would already have a package. And most group travel may involve travel to multiple destinations on one itinerary. So what the agent has already done on behalf of the traveler is that he or she has gone through great lengths to make special arrangements with different hotels in different destinations, different activities with different providers, and probably even to the extent of arranging your flights for different lengths of the journey. So that's all pre-packaged and all pre-arranged. Now, for the independent traveler who also uses travel agents, the same thing happens, but on a more customized and probably even ad hoc basis. So the travel agent would go out, make all the minute arrangements for the independent traveler, everything from hotel bookings to flights to tour or ground arrangements, put everything to a package for the independent traveler, and then present it to the traveler for his or her approval. So I'm talking to two different types of travelers, but essentially the role of the travel agent is exactly the same. We're the guys who put everything together for you, look at all the minute detail, take into account all the requirements, dietary restrictions, travel restrictions, the age of the people in your group, and the nature of the tour itself and what you're doing. And we put everything together, we advise you on the best course of action, we package everything so that you, the traveler, don't have to do everything yourself. So it saves you a hell of a lot of time, and it also makes the process far more easier for the traveler or for the customer.
So considering then that all that has been done prior to somebody coming up and saying, I want to cancel or I want a refund, what is that process like then when you do have somebody coming up to you and saying, I'm not sure what's going to happen, so I'd rather just go ahead and either postpone or cancel the trip?
Okay. I'm going to try and make this as simple as possible. I'll try and use an analogy here. So let's say you've gone and knitted the sweater, right? So you've taken all the different threads and all the colors and we've knitted this beautiful sweater for you. And all of a sudden you come and say, hey, I don't want the sweater anymore. When that happens, we can't sell the sweater to somebody else more often than not, especially if it's a customized trip. And you can think of it as just having to unravel every single thread again just because you don't want to go on the trip. So that's something like cancellations. Now, if you talk about postponements or deferment, it could be saying, hey, look, I don't like this particular part of this sweater. The color doesn't match. So what we go and do is we go back to that sweater, pull a few threads, put in a few different new threads of a different color and give you a slightly different design. Not exactly a great analogy in that sense of the word, but it gives you an idea of how much we have to unravel if a cancellation or a postponement is required. Now, imagine if you had to do everything yourself. So if you booked a hotel on your own, and then you booked ground arrangements with a ground provider, and then you've booked your own flight arrangements, and it gets more complicated if you're doing multiple legs. Just imagine having to contact each and every one of those suppliers, each and every one of them with different terms and conditions and cancellation or deferment policies, and then having to negotiate, or even if you don't negotiate, work through those cancellation terms and policies with each and every single one. So the travel agent actually does that on behalf of the customer.
So overall then, how would you say that all the recent announcements, as well as the MCO, how has that affected the travel industry?
In all honesty, very badly. We're not the only ones hit, of course. The whole world is experiencing the same thing. But in Malaysia alone, we've had scenarios where travel agents selling cruises, for example, were very, very hard hit. The minute everyone said that, hey, you know, you can't travel on a cruise, basically everyone canceled. So we're talking at a total loss. At the earlier stages of the outbreak, we had a few, you know, I think we can use the word sporadic because people were still unsure whether they could travel or not. We saw cancellations, we saw postponements, but in much smaller numbers. And when it finally hit our shores, even before the MCO, we went through mass cancellations and mass deferments. And we're still trying to sort out these cancellations or postponements till today. And it will be a while before we can sort it out for every single customer. Because I think early on in the show, you did also mention that airlines, for example, were having huge numbers of requests for cancellations and postponements. And even till today, they're still going through each and every request. So likewise for agencies, it will take a while before we're able to sort everything out for everyone.
And Nigel, I know we started the show off by asking, I guess, about what your advice would be, but I thought it would be just good to conclude again, just to reiterate. So if people do have travel coming up in the next few months, let's say the next 2 months, what would your best advice be?
Okay. I'm going to give this advice as if I were a consumer and looking at it from, you know, what's in it for me as a consumer that's best. I would actually look at postponing my trip. And for a very simple reason, because as I said earlier on, a lot of hotels and airlines that are affected are beginning to introduce various different offers, you know, with regards to cancellations and postponement. So it's actually in my best interest to look at deferring my trip because, A, if I were to cancel my trip, I'd still have to go through that very long process, given the current situation, of not only negotiating with the agent or with the airline or with the hotel on what sort of refunds I'm going to get, if any. And then I'm going to have to wait for that process to finish before I even see a refund, which could take a very, very long time. So I would choose to postpone or defer simply because, given the way it's going now, if, God forbid, the outbreak continues for a longer period than we're comfortable with, I can probably expect airlines, hotels, and tour operators to keep pushing the trip further without penalty to me, simply because they want to retain me as a customer and they don't want to lose money. Mm-hmm. So in the interest of self-preservation, all I have to do is be a little bit patient and say, hey, I'm going to postpone it a little bit further. Pick a date in the future, somewhere that I'm comfortable with, and see how the situation develops. And more often than not, I'm going to find that there should be very minimal, if any at all, additional charges that I'm going to have to incur as a result of postponing my trip.
Nigel, thank you so much for speaking to us.
My pleasure.
That was Nigel Wong, Honorary Secretary General of MATA, talking to us about travel bookings and cancellations in these uncertain times. Again, if you have had any experiences recently trying to get refunds or postponing your trip, let me know. But also, have you given it some thought? Do you have any travels coming up in the next couple of months or so that you're now maybe a little worried about? You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. On Twitter, Roy says, during the first China outbreak, my flight to China, I cancelled it and was given three options: full refund, reschedule, or amount credited into account. It was all done via Twitter, no questions asked. And then Roy tags AirAsia support. So I'm going to assume that that was AirAsia. And that, I think, is pretty much exactly the kind of story that you want to hear. A smooth, easy, this is what I want, can you give it to me? So if you have stories like Roy's or otherwise, again, that number is 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.